WEOL. This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst is brought to you by Main Street Amherst. Learn about walking on Wednesdays this summer. Visit MainStreetAmherst.com. And joining us to talk about that, Executive Director of Main Street Amherst, Teresa Gillis. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I was looking at this Visitors Bureau guide on here, and there was an indication here. It says cities of Amherst and Oberlin are two of Lorain County's most walkable cities.
We are a very walkable city. We actually have a unique downtown and have lots of stores and lots of restaurants for people to come and visit.
We were talking with Heather before from the Visitors Bureau, and we kind of went down that path in a way, in that so many different communities in Lorain County, each one sort of has its own personality, and Amherst certainly does too with that downtown area.
Yeah, we are a little bit different because we don't have any highways that go through our downtown, so we're a little quiet and unique and have a lot of little shops, you know, that are owned by entrepreneurs, and it's pretty cool.
You do have sort of interesting intersections, though, right?
Like, we have a what? I'm sorry.
Intersection? Don't you have like a...
We do. We have a five points intersection, yes, which is very unique for people to try to maneuver through, but people seem to be able to do it.
Talk about some of the things that Main Street is doing for the community.
One of the things that's coming up is we have Pride Day, which is Lorain County, actually, and it takes place on Saturday, May the 17th, and it's a day for people to come out and clean up their storefronts and get all ready for the summer months. And the very next day is our Wine and Chocolate Walk, which we talked about last year, where we sell 300 tickets, and all the tickets are already sold out. But basically what it is, it's an adult trick-or-treat where people go to different businesses and they collect a little treat along the way. But it's a way for people to realize what we have to offer in our downtown.
Sort of getting them to stop in a shop that they may not have otherwise gone through, maybe just because they don't have an interest for what they sell, but you never know sometimes what's beyond the front window or the front door, too.
Absolutely, and it's a way also for them, not only for the shops, but it's for our professional people. They actually participate. Maybe you didn't realize we had a insurance company, and you may be a mutual person. Those places talk
about. More than just retail, there's been service groups.
Right, and then another event that we do that I wanted to talk about today, Walking on Wednesday. It takes place in the day of June, July, and August, and we have entertainment that's happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Just a family-oriented event, and it's not face painting. It may be hopscotch for the kids. It may be doing chalk on the sidewalks. It's just all different kinds of ways, and it's another way to get people to come downtown because, as you know, back in the good old days, people used to use their downtown as a way to socialize. So we're trying to bring that back in Amherst, is bring people downtown so that they can socialize with their neighbors and see people and also see what we have to offer.
Now, who's putting on this, or where's the manpower coming from that?
It's all by volunteer, actually. All of the entertainment that comes downtown and the different groups that participate do it on a volunteer basis. So we're actually looking for people that want to show off their talents.
I think it was last year, perhaps, we talked about, or the year before, I'm sorry, but we talked about housing downtown. Is anything happening along those ways, maybe above storefronts or?
We have some. There are a lot of empty upstairs, but there are a lot of potential ways. It just costs a lot of money for people to have the, you know, to renovate, of course. And Amherst has been very fortunate that we have gotten three $400,000 grants to have renovations done in our downtown, which has been really successful for us. So there are some upstairs living, and I think a lot of people want to do that. We just need a little more help.
Yeah. Are you like the lead person in pursuing those grant opportunities, or how does that work?
I am. I'm always looking for opportunities. Right now, we're just closing out a grant that we have. Four business owners were able to acquire a grant through Main Street, which is really through the city. I actually helped the city do that. And so we have four specific people. Old Town Pizza, they just added a huge addition onto their business, and they actually doubled the size of their restaurant. So that's one of them. Another one is the old Eagles building, which is owned by Paul Byers, and he took that building and actually filled it with a bunch of tenants. It was completely empty. It was at Five Points. So it's a way to help our downtown too and bring more businesses.
How long have you been doing this?
It'll be 11 years in June.
How did that come to be at the start?
I actually was a stay-at-home mom, and I was just looking for something to do, and I started working there part-time and worked with the director at the time, and she ended up leaving, and I applied for the job, and I applied for it, and I ended up getting it. I grew up here in Amherst, and so did my father. My father graduated from Amherst High School.
I imagine there is a good amount of fun involved in it.
I love working with all the people, all the different types of people. It's interesting. I like it.
Well, there's a lot of different businesses, of different types of an atmosphere, and part of what you have to do then is try to bring other people down there. Do you ever find out where people sometimes come from, how far they've traveled to come to the Amherst or the places?
People come from all over. We've had people come from Michigan. They actually come for one of our events, Dancing on Main Street, which is the first Saturday in August. We have a bunch of motorcycles that come from Michigan every year for Dancing on Main Street. So they come from all over.
What kind of dancing on Main? What kind of dancing is there on Main Street?
I'm sure they closed the Main Street off.
I know, but you know what?
We have, for Dancing on Main Street, we have just different bands that play throughout the day, rock and roll, island-type music.
Sure.
And so people come, and they we close off the streets in the historic downtown, and we actually get thousands and thousands of people that come to come to that event. That's our biggest event.
When is this? I've got to write that down.
That is the first Saturday in August. This year it's August the 2nd. It starts at 3 o'clock and goes until midnight.
She can remember all this. She remembers, she knows what's happening in August. Craig,
I don't know what's happening tomorrow.
I know. This is amazing. Obviously, this is probably what you do. You probably have planned it, made sure everything is, you know, the coordinating that type of an event. But again, there's a lot of things going on. If people want to find out about what's happening in Amherst and what's going on with Main Street Amherst, what's a good way for them to
They can go to
that?
Our website. It's mainstreetamherst.org.
Sounds good. Our guest today, Teresa Gillis, Executive Director of Main Street Amherst. Thank you for stopping in and putting the spotlight on downtown Amherst as well.